Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
The Utah Pride Festival and Parade returns to Washington Square Park Saturday, June 7th and Sunday, June 8th. This year's theme, Radical Love, is a celebration of love that is bold, inclusive, and unconditional. Experience a weekend of community events, including a rally and march at the state capitol, a two-day festival featuring Cupcake and David Archuleta, and Utah's largest parade, Sunday at 10 a.m. For tickets and details, visit utahpride.org.
Shh, cut out that loud noise. You gotta listen to this. It's Slug Sound Waves. What up? My name is Fisher. I'm a member of the band, local band Lapdog, playing a band with Josh Mack, Wesley Wright, Luke Strong, Colin Weinbrenner, and Toby Hegerman. That's six members. Wowza. So we try to play off of kind of like an indie rock scene. We play like a lot of bossa nova, love the Latin grooves. We do dabble in a bit of improvising. So sometimes we don't even know what we're going to play that night, but builds off of the energy of the crowd, kind of what we are going through. And yeah, I mean, every show is a little bit different, so... So I think with the writing and recording side, music is very therapeutic for me. So, kind of gotta have that or else I'll lose my mind. Playing in the live band is just super fun. And I would also lose my mind if I didn't have that. Very expressive. It's kind of like, you know, you go through the day-to-day grind and then you get to band practice and you can just kind of like decompress all that into musical notes. And since we improvise a lot, I can kind of see what other people are going through the communication of music. All right, so we got our second full-length album coming out. We're kind of doing a slow release on it, so it's going to be 10 tracks. The first two songs on it are called Gator and Coca-Cola, and those are going to be dropping on May 30th, which is the same day as our stateroom show, our debut at the stateroom. We're co-headlining with the Jaunty. So, big day. Big day. Then after that, we got some more singles coming to you in June, and then the rest of the album to follow. Sweet. The album is called Marina. So all the recording is mostly done by me. So it's kind of like a two worlds where there's the recording world of Lapdog and then the live world of Lapdog. So I'll write some songs and then I'll just do everything on a recording, bring it to the band, and then we kind of have like a second iteration of it. So I kind of like keeping them separate because it's like, you know, you could either like the recording stuff or you could like the live stuff or you could like both. But You know, why go to a live show if you can just listen to the record at home? This is like we've doubled the band, doubled the content. But so yeah, it's a lot of that. Or I'll record a song, bring it to the band, and then like say Wesley is like playing the bass. I'll say, well, this is what I did on the record, and then he'll either be like, that's cool, I'll do that, or he's like, no, I want to do something else. It's totally, you know, that's when it becomes like fully collaborative. But just to kind of get like the initial thought out, I think it works better just having me do most of it. So Lapdog has been around for around 5 years, live band around 4 or 3. I feel like the first year of any live band is kind of like maybe not real. You know, everyone's like trying to decide if they want to be a part of it or not, or, you know, or like the only shows we're playing are like friends' backyards, and then it's like, okay, maybe we should take this to like an actual venue, see what people think. But yeah, I guess Lapdog as a concept goes back 7 years. You know, as long as I've been writing, it's like probably go by the name Lapdog. I think the original dog that inspired Lapdog would be KK Slider from Animal Crossing, but it switches. There's been a few dog mascots, not a real dog, but there have been real dog mascots. I'm not gonna say their names to protect their privacy. We have a catalog of like 100 hours of live recordings. It's just a lot of work to release them, I think. Because we'll listen back to shows and be like, that was a good one. Or like four of us will be like, that was a good one. And then the other two are like, no. And so it gets to a point of where it's like, we want to release stuff we're proud of, but it's hard to like come together and decide which ones. I think after we release our second full length, we'll start kind of diving into releasing live stuff. Because, dude, I kid you not, like 200 hours of unreleased material. There's some of it on YouTube, actually, but not on streaming yet. So, you're about to hear one of our unreleased tracks coming off of the new record, Marina. This song is called Rigmarole. We're not actually going to officially release this song until June, but you, as a Soundwaves listener, get a special little treat. We've been playing this song live for a little bit, so I don't know if we have any fans listening, but it may sound familiar. But it's a song about kind of sticking with the band. Sometimes it feels like it might be time to hang it up, and then, you know, you go through it a little bit, but then, you know, you stick with it, get a good show, play a good song, you know, just feels good, and then you're right back in it. Reminds you why you love doing it. So this is Rigmarole. Push for more. wow, that was rigmarole. I hope you liked it. We have a lot of fun playing it. I had a lot of fun recording it. If you want to check out more stuff like that, you can always look us up on Spotify, Apple Music. We have a website. It's just lapdogband.com. There's a couple exclusive goodies there. But following us on Instagram, looking out for the shows coming up. We play Salt Lake all the time. Love to see you there. Speaking of that, we're playing a big show. It will be our debut at the Stateroom. It's going to be Friday, May 30th. We're co-headlining with the Jaunty, who is just an amazing improvisational act. They're coming through on tour. We're stoked to be joining them. Yeah, can't wait to see you. And if you can't make that one, we got two shows in June. We will be playing at the Utah Arts Fest on June 20th. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then we will be doing a special set where we're covering the Talking Heads at Urban Lounge on June 14th. That one's going to be just a lot of fun. If you enjoyed this episode of Slug Sound Waves, just take a little bit of time, less than 60 seconds, rate it on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.